In chapter 14, Krishna explained that one should transcend the modes of nature and go back to the spiritual world. So now, in the 15th chapter, Krishna uses a very powerful analogy to describe the material world and the spiritual world. Krishna explains that there is a banyan tree, and the banyan tree has many, many fruits, and its roots are going very, very far. And then by the banyan tree there is some water, and in that water there is a reflection of the banyan tree. The reflection is upside down, and in the reflection there is no real substance there. If you look at the reflection of the banyan tree and you try to pick a fruit, you'll be frustrated. So Krishna explains that the real banyan tree is the spiritual world. And Krishna explains this world that we're living in here is simply a reflection. The Sanskrit word for banyan tree is ashvattha. Ashvattha literally means that which will not be here tomorrow. In other words, that place or that thing which is temporary. Krishna explains that this world is like a hotel, but our real home is the spiritual world. When I was young, I remember watching Mr. Bean. And you may remember there was one episode of Mr. Bean where he checked into a hotel room. And then what he did, he checked into the hotel room, and then he unpacked his suitcases, he put all his clothes in the cupboards, then he started to repaint all the ceilings, then he started to hang up his family pictures, then he even used the electric saw and he went through the wall just so that he could get into the bathroom, en suite. And then over the door, the hotel room door, he put a sign, "Home sweet home." Problem was, he was going to check out of that room in a few days' time. One will look at that and say, this is crazy. You're just in the hotel room for a few days. Why are you hanging up and making it as though it's your home? But actually, all of us are like that. We're in this world for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 if you're lucky. But we treat it as though we will be here forever. But Krishna explains, no, ashvattha, that which will not be here tomorrow. Therefore Krishna says, this world is just a hotel. And actually through this hotel you have to navigate yourself back to the real world, the spiritual world. And Krishna says, I am there to help. Just in the break, someone came to me and said, Arjuna had Krishna as his charioteer. He had a major advantage over us. But then I was explaining that actually Krishna is the charioteer for everyone here, because Krishna is seated within the heart of everyone as the Supersoul. In the 15th chapter, it's explained, Sarvasya chaham ridisani vishto mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna is saying, I am in the heart, and from me is coming knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. Krishna is giving us the knowledge from within of how to go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna is giving us remembrance of our real purpose, and Krishna is helping us to forget and leave behind the material world. So the 15th chapter is telling us to realign our vision, to not simply try to make a permanent situation in this world, but to remember we have a temporary amount of time in this world. And therefore, while we are here for however many years we are here in this world, we should achieve the true purpose, which is to go back to the real banyan tree, the spiritual world.